the action, the sound, the pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to WHJE Sports, the only voice of the Carmel Greyhounds. We have brought you all 14 games so far this year, this being the 14th, and we are back at Lucas Oil Stadium for the second time. We're just about ready to start the second quarter, 12 minutes remaining in the first half, and the Carmel Greyhounds jump out to the early lead, 3-0. It's really been all through the rushing game throughout the entire tournament. John, what do you have for both these teams throughout this tournament and how they got here?
Well, let's first take a look at the Greyhounds here. Started out, again, against Hamilton Southeastern, put a big-time win, 40-7. Moved on there. They're going to face Fishers and Connor Christensen, a very explosive quarterback, probably one of the tougher tests and actually most comparable to Jeffrey George. But again, Carmel did a nice job to edge that out, 35-20. Then played Carroll. We traveled all the way up there, able to put a route on Carroll as well. Then met Penn in that semi-state game at Carmel. Again, a big victory for the Greyhounds, 28-13, ending that undefeated season of Penn. That's the second time the Greyhounds have ended an undefeated season of Penn. The last time was, of course, in a state championship, a big-time route there. So Carmel comes in now facing Warren. Now, Warren had a much tougher road, I guess you could say. Started off playing Lawrence Central, shut Central out 14-0. Then moved on, played North Central, won that ball game 14-7. Again, now here was the big game, Warren Central against Pike. That was really the game that we all sized up as Carmel fans. Who do we want to play? Do we want to play the team that we beat, who's going to be seeking revenge, or do we want to be the revenge seekers ourselves and play Pike? Well, just so it works out that now we're facing Warren Central in this state championship, a team that Coach Kevin Wright coached and really helped to develop their winning mentality. And now we're going head-to-head, and Carmel's got a 3-0 lead. Now you see Jeffrey George coming out here trying to change that scoreboard and even this spread out a little more.
Second down and 8 from your own 39-yard line to open up the second quarter. 4 wide, shotgun set, 3 out. They're going to go screen to the left side this time. Breaks the tackle, heading over towards that sideline. It's finally going to be pushed out of bounds by Wade Murdoch. That is going to be Williams, listed as defensive back, but lining up as a receiver. He's going to make the reception and pick up the first down. 11:54 remaining in the first half. 3-0 Carmel lead. They're at the 49-yard line trying to get into Greyhound territory are the Warren Central Warriors. First down and 10 off the left hash. They're going one wide, flex bone set, almost I formation-esque. The receiver out to the left. George under center. Goes, hands out one off to Coe. He's going to be stopped behind the line of scrimmage by Ryan Sondels. Ryan Sondels has been doing that all season. Brings him down behind the line of scrimmage, knocking him about 3-4 yards back. A second and 13 on the way from their own 46-yard line. So George will go back out to the huddle. We're going to see Adrian Smith check into the game as a tailback for the first time this evening. Adrian Smith, the second leading rusher on this team with 384 yards, but has 6 rushing touchdowns. Definitely a power back for this squad. Will line up in the fullback position out of the eye. Darius Lee, the lone receiver, out to his left for Jeffrey George. George fakes the handoff, rolling out to his right, throwing, finds his man. Adrian Smith will be leveled by Zach Woods, but comes up with the reception off the right sideline. He'll pick up about 5 yards. And we'll be brought down at the Carmel 47. So third down and 6. And each time the Warren Central Warriors have had a set of downs, they have been brought to third down.
And again, you look at this play and you see Adrian Smith coming in off the bench. And one thing that does for your defense is you begin to wonder, okay, now do we need to crash in as a defensive line here and stop this run up the middle? Well, a nice job there by Jeffrey George calling the play out there. Let Smith get some air time, air it out to him a little bit, see if these defenders, if these linebackers can tack on, play good man coverage. And right there you see Smith doing a nice job of getting open.
George throwing all the way, looking over towards that right side. That one's going to be bobbled away by Darius Lee. Great defense there by Zach Woods. Able to just barely get some fingertips on it. Otherwise, Darius Lee had plenty of daylight in front of him off the right sideline. That brings up fourth down and 6. And the Carmel Greyhounds defense has been shut down all evening. And Jeffrey George looking over towards that sideline. Now we see the punting unit and Samaier come out onto the football field.
And that's something that Zach Woods has to be careful about. He's very, very good at jumping the route, but sometimes he jumps it too early. We saw that in Penn. There was a throw to the end zone. Woods almost jumped it too early. Luckily, a little bit of a drop.
That was a beautiful punt. That's going to pin Carmel inside their own 10. So Drew Samaier doing his job this evening will be officially spotted out at the 11. So another inside 20 there for Drew Samaier. Not the best field position, but a rushing team that knows how to take plenty of yards away and plenty of game clock away. The Carmel Greyhounds will come back out on the field. John, what is the offensive strategy on this drive?
Do the same thing. You got to keep running that ball. Now, don't be afraid also to hand it off to Chris Perkins. A lot of times a guy who commits that turnover just is simply struggling with the idea that he's in a big-time arena here. He's playing for a big game. Give him the ball, let him get his confidence up, get some good rushes under his belt. Carmel, you're playing against your back as to the end zone. This is a great time to run the ball. James has been doing a nice job with those read options. Get three or four guys, confuse this defense, run it up the middle. I like the decisions.
Three wide shotgun set for Isaac James. Shakir Pascal checks back into the game as a tailback. And a fake handoff. James has it off the right tackle, racing towards that right sideline, has some open field, and is going to step out at about the 14-yard line. Actually, about at the 19-yard line, excuse me. So a gain of 8 yards there for Isaac James. An impressive run off the quarterback keeper. Everybody in the building thought Shakir Pascal was going to hold on to that one. So second down and two coming up at the 19-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds as Isaac James comes back out off the right hash this time. Three wide shotgun set, two receivers out to his left. James takes the snap, the handoff up the middle. Shakir Pascal's not going to be able to make it to the 20-yard line or to the line of scrimmage, and a rare loss of yards for Shakir Pascal on the carry. He's going to bring up third and four.
Again, we're seeing Darian Howard come in there, make a nice tackle, able to stop that run right from the get-go. He had three tackles again in this first quarter, basically picking up right where he left off, doing a nice job to stop the run early.
Same formation set for James on third and three from their own 18-yard line. James takes the snap, passing this time. Roberts on the screen, loses the football, ball's on the ground, and that one will be called an incomplete pass as it was a forward pass, but a great defensive stop by the Warriors. Brings up the fourth and three, and Adam Kramer in the punting unit will be coming back out onto the football field. 9:35 remaining in the first half. Score is still 3-0 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. See what Kramer can do. He's had a very productive season in all three aspects of the kicking game: place kicking, punting, and on those kickoffs. Can be lined up. He will be punting away from about his own 4-yard line is where Kramer stands. Line of scrimmage at the 18 off of the right hash, it would seem. Jalen Kobach deep to return, standing at about his own 40-yard line. First punt of the evening for Kramer. This one up and away, a high spiraling punt, a booming punt from Kramer. He will field it at his own 35-yard line. He is away on the return. Coe is going to be wrestled down, and a great tackle made downfield by the likes of Mitch Davis along with Jarrett Snellenberger. So not as good field position as we would have originally thought. A great punt there by Adam Kramer, standing close to his own end zone, would put him at the 40-yard line of Warren Central. So what do you think Jeffrey George and the Warriors need to do to get themselves back into the ballgame and into scoring?
Last night, if you were here witnessing this Westfield ballgame, and if you weren't, we can give you a quick summary here. Cathedral came out on their first drive, bombed it long, wide open. The defense was stunned, speechless, and that was just a walk-in touchdown for, again, that Irish team. I think if you're Warren, you can do the same thing here. Take a shot downfield, make this coverage team really play some good defense here, but I think you could take that shot.
Carry up the middle. That one is going to be number 32. That's Cliff Thomas, his second carry of the evening. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, a second down and 10 on the way from the Warren Central 40-yard line. We've seen them start all four of their drives so far this evening the exact same way, with a run right up the middle out of the I formation. So Jeffrey George comes back, two wide I formation set, both the receivers out to his right as he is lined up off the left hash. George goes under center. No one moving in motion, takes the snap, the handoff this time right back to Cliff Thomas. Thomas has some open field across midfield and brought down at the Carmel 45. Gain of 15 yards by Cliff Thomas, and you can see just how dangerous he really is. Moving now into Carmel territory, the clock stops at 8:45 remaining in the first half. The score is 3-0 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds, and now the clock will start with the ball set.
And Jesse, now this isn't really going to prove my point, but again, like you said before, on each drive, Warren has come out with the run up the middle. And all that does is really, it loses a down for you. And I know we say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But again, if it's broke, you need to fix it. But a nice job there by Thomas to, again, fix that problem and get the first down, keep the chains moving.
Same formation set this time off of the right hash at the Carmel 45-yard line. First down and 10 to sweep out to Thomas. Thomas heading up the right sideline will be pushed out of bounds after a gain of 5. Brought out about the 41-yard line, so officially a gain of 4. Pushed out of bounds by the likes of Zach Woods. And 3 consecutive runs by the Warren Central Warrior offense. 8:13, the clock will stop out remaining in the first half. 3-0 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. The Warriors trying to change that as Jeffrey George will break the huddle and go back out in a 2-wide I formation set, a receiver on each side for him. That is Lee and Evans. Off the right hash at the Carmel 41-yard line, George goes hard count. Running down the play clock a little bit here. Now they go fullback. That's Mason once again. Mason trying to push his way forward, but he's going nowhere, maybe gaining a yard off of forward progress. But the Carmel Greyhounds front seven able to push him back. So Marcus Mason's been getting the brunt load of the carries for the Warriors this evening. 7:55 and counting remaining in the first half at the 40-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds, 3rd and 5 on the way.
And here's something we're noticing, Jesse. Most of the girth for that, again, Carmel defense is up in the middle. You're talking about guys like Joe Scott and even Vic Rowe up the middle. When Warren's able to run the ball to the sides, when they're able to get it to the perimeter, cross those hash marks, they're making things happen. That's because they're drawing these safeties in, guys like Zach Woods, and then you get that offensive mismatch where you have these big, tall, lengthy receivers who are able to then put nice blocks on that defensive coverage. And that's how they're really making things happen, creating that space, creating open field for these running backs to run. Even guys like Cliff Thomas and Adrian Smith, that's what you got to start doing. Take advantage of these habits, even these really things we're starting to see open up. Allow your running backs to get some space, and then you're going to move the ball forward on first and second down, and you're not stuck with a 3rd and 5 like Warren is now.
Well, let's go with a little bit of a drive summary here for the Warren Central Warriors. After a 47-yard punt from Adam Kramer, that one was all on the fly there. 3 consecutive runs, followed by 2 more consecutive runs. Cliff Thomas now leads the team in rushing, 5 rushes for 24 yards. They will come back out. Had some decent field position to start. They've driven 20 yards to this point now at the Carmel 40-yard line. 3rd down and 5 off of the right hash. 7:37 remaining in the first half, and the Warriors are trailing by 3 to the Carmel Greyhounds. 2-wide I formation set, receiver on each side. George under center. He's passing, looking right, now looking deep down the right sideline. He's going to overthrow his man intended for Darius Lee, and that's going to be a 3-and-out for the Warren Central Warrior offense once again.
Jesse, that's really the only spot you could have put that ball. Zach Woods, nice coverage there on the left side of the field, not allowing really anything between the space here. And now we're seeing Jeff George coming out here, only 3 completions in the 8 times he's thrown the ball. Got to get that stat much better. And now you got to do a better job of hitting your open receivers. These deep balls aren't happening on 3rd down. Defensive backs are really doing their job. You got to be taking this in as a coach. What are we going to change next time out here to really move this ball forward?
So Meyer punts this one up and away back deep in Greyhound territory. Fair catch called by Thomas Baldwin at the 5-yard line. So that's exactly where the Carmel Greyhounds will start this next drive. And we look at the time of possession. Really has been dominated by Warren Central so far. 9 minutes and 17 seconds versus 7 minutes and 6 seconds by the Carmel Greyhounds. And we're used to seeing when the Carmel Greyhounds are in the lead, they are dominating the time of possession because of their running attack. 7:24 remaining in the first half. Plenty of time for both of these teams. Carmel Greyhounds have all 3 timeouts. Warren Central just used one off that last drive, so they have 2 remaining. 6 first downs for the Carmel Greyhounds versus the Warren Central 4. 70 rushing yards to begin this first half. Impressive numbers of the rushing attack at Carmel. 4 wide shotguns set for Isaac James, and a handoff up the middle to Shakir Pascal. Pascal barrels through to about the 16-yard line. It's going to be close to the first down. Gain of 10 any way you look at it, but will it be enough for the first down? They're going to look at it. That will be enough for the first down. So 1 carry, 1 first down for Shakir Pascal. That'll stop the clock at 7:18 remaining in the first.
And what about the center, Nate Thompson, doing a nice job to pull off of his block there and really create the space for a guy like Shakir Pascal to be able to get a nice 5 yards.
Same formation set off the left hash this time. James keeps it for himself. Going to be thrown backwards. And a great job there reading that read option all the way. Darian Howard, a defensive lineman, one of the seniors on this Warren Central defense, will push him back a yard.
And again, this Warren Central defense coming in here with 20 sacks on the season. They're a team who can make some things happen in the backfield. But that's got to be the story, Jesse. This defensive line has to do a better job of crashing together, shedding these blocks, getting into the backfield, and not only taking Isaac James down, but stopping the run early.
We do have a penalty marker on the field. We'll wait to see what this call is. Thrown in a little late. The play stays as it is. It will be a second down and 11 at the 15. Going to be unsportsmanlike conduct against Warren Central. Anytime you get those unsportsmanlike, that's a huge chunk of yardage. That one will be called against Darian Howard at the end of that play. So 6:58, the Carmel Greyhounds will have an automatic first down at the end of that one. That'll move them up to about the 21. Excuse me, they're still moving this one up 15 yards. And they're going to line them up at the 31-yard line. So a costly penalty here. That will give them the extra 15 yards, and the Carmel Greyhounds offense have new life. First down and 10 now, 6:58 remaining at the 30-yard line of Warren Central. They'll be lined up off of that left hash. Coming back out, four wide shotgun set. Three receivers out to his right. Look for Austin Roberts there in the slot off the right side. Pascal remains in the backfield as a tailback. He receives the handoff up the middle. Pascal taking a couple defenders with him for about 6 yards to about the 36-yard line, second and four on the way.
Going back to that penalty, Jesse, the rivalry burns tried and true here. Again, state championship ball game. Both these teams very aware of that tension between each other. Isaac James doing a nice job to take advantage of it, sets up a second and four.
Same formation set. James throwing this time, looking left side, finds his man. That's Jason Baldridge. Baldridge has enough off the left side to about the 44-yard line. That'll move the chains for the Carmel Greyhounds. First down, that'll stop the clock at 6:24. We've really seen Jason Baldridge in the last 3 weeks or so come into his own as a wide receiver. It'll be a gain of 8-4. Jason Baldridge now leads the team in receiving yards. A handoff up the middle this time to Shakir Pascal. Pascal has a gain of about 4 yards to the 48-yard line. So continuing to move the ball forward, especially up the middle with the rushing game.
And when James has had to throw the ball, he's done a nice job. Again, 2 for 4 on the night with 15 yards. And you saw him there moving the chains forward with that throw. Folks, remember, last game against Warren, James had 2 interceptions. John Lampe was really the guy that was throwing the ball. It's been a complete turnaround.
Same formation set, screen this time out to Austin Roberts. Roberts has daylight in front of him off the right side. Loses his helmet on the play. Luckily for him, he's able to pop right back up. Play is called dead immediately as soon as the helmet pops off. He will be brought down at about the 47-yard line, short of the first down. A huge hit led on by the Warren Central defense. Trying to come back over the middle. Several players in the area, but that one was Catrell Moss, the leading tackler of the Warren Central Warriors, knocking the helmet off of Austin Roberts. He gets right back up, which is a very good sign for everyone to see.
We've called Moss's name quite a few times tonight already, getting his name known. The guy who's really leading the team in tackles had 5 in the first quarter, doing a lot of damage in the backfield. He's got to keep doing that.
We're going to get a substitution as Roberts is going to take this play off, and it looks like we will have a timeout by the Carmel Greyhounds here with 5:37 remaining in the first half. Big third down and one at the Warren Central 47-yard line. When we come back, you are listening to 91.3 WHJE.
50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE broadcast of the 6A state championship football game between the Carmel Greyhounds and the Warren Central Warriors. Carmel has a 3-0 lead thanks to a 22-yard field goal by Adam Kramer in the first quarter. We are 5:37 remaining in the first half. And when the Carmel offense comes back out onto the field after this timeout, they will have a big 3rd-and-1 coming up at the Warren Central 47-yard line. Trying to break huddle here. John, what's the play call here? 3rd-and-1. You have a lot of options you can go to.
Oh, I think you got to run it up the middle. Shakir Pascal is your big-time back. Again, he's averaging about 3 yards a carry, but he's one of those guys who can power it up the middle. And exactly leads leads the team in rushing with 58 yards on 12 attempts. Got to give him the ball, even right up between the guard and the tackle. Let things happen there. I think you're looking at a first down.
Let's look at Isaac James' numbers as well. 3 for 5 with 20 yards at 60% completion percentage. Definitely something, you know, a lot of improvement that we've seen from Isaac James in the passing game throughout the last several weeks. 4-wide shotgun set for Isaac James. They split the difference on the receivers. Pascal remains in the game as a tailback, waiting for the officials to give the go-ahead for Isaac James to take the snap. Off that right hash to the 47-yard line. Third down and 1 for the Carmel Greyhounds. A rush up the middle. Shakir Pascal going across to the 43-yard line. He has plenty for the first down after the gain of 5 yards. And that'll continue to move the chains, and a drive continues for the Carmel Greyhounds. Going no huddle offense, and Austin Roberts immediately comes back out onto the football field. Shakir Pascal will get a much-deserved break on the bench for a little bit as Chris Perkins will come back out onto the football field. A little bit of stoppage and play now from the officials. So Roberts coming back out after having his helmet knocked off a couple plays ago. Had to leave per high school rules for that one play and comes right back out. 5:24 and counting in the first half. 4-wide shotgun set, 3 out to his left at the Warren Central 42-yard line. Perkins moves out now. They're going to go screen. Fakes the screen. James has some open room off the right side. Isaac James dances to the outside and he'll gain 8 yards off the carry, fooling everybody. Everybody bit on the Chris Perkins. Excuse me, that's Tobias Watkins out there for the Carmel Greyhounds, the third string. Coming in for one play for a fake screen. Isaac James running it to the right side. Shakir Pascal check back into the game as a tailback. We've seen a lot more Tobias Watkins in the recent weeks. 5:09 remaining in the first half. Second down and 1 after the gain of 9 at the 33-yard line. Same formation set. James, option time, hands it off to Shakir Pascal. Pascal with the spin move across and will be brought down at the 28-yard line. That'll be another first down for Shakir Pascal and the Carmel Greyhounds trying to knock on the door of Warren Central Red Zone territory. I'll stop the clock at 5:04. Again, your score is 3-0 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. Lined up at the Warren Central 28-yard line off of that right hash. Isaac James comes back out. 4-wide shotgun set, trips out to his left. Takes the snap, the handoff up the middle to Pascal. We'll dive across to the 25-yard line. Gain of 3 on first down. What can you say about the heavy use of Shakir Pascal in the running game early on here in the first half?
Well, all I can say is even look at Chris Perkins and Shakir Pascal, and they're getting the ball. They're averaging about 5 yards a carry. Folks, 2 rushes right there, that's a first down for you. You're limiting your third down plays, which is beautiful because, again, your average 34% you're completing, but you're moving the ball up very nicely and really creating very solid drives.
James looking to pass this time, goes left side into the end zone, trying to get some separation. There's a penalty flag, and that looks to be pass interference against Warren Central. Was intended for Jason Baldridge. Another beautiful pass by Isaac James into the end zone, but some contact in the end zone could give the Carmel Greyhounds possession at the 1 yard line for first and goal. Waiting on the official call here. Baldridge made an attempt towards it into the end zone. Officials will talk this one over with 4:18 remaining in the first half. Getting a couple substitutions on the offensive side of the ball. Here comes the official call. Pass interference against Warren Central. Will be an automatic first down. We will wait to see where they will spot the ball.
That was a mistake there by a senior, a guy who shouldn't have made that mistake. Number 20, Stephen Bledsoe, comes in here 5'9", 155 pounds. So it's not like he had a size disadvantage there, but got beat by his receiver. The only thing he could do there was grab some jersey, and the referee was standing right there beside him. Was not going to allow him to get away with that one. And again, like you said, Jesse, an incredible pass by Isaac James. That's really been the story. We've been so impressed on how James has improved as a passer. He's worked so hard. We got to see him last year at the JV level where he really shined. But again, early in the season, struggled even last game. Done a nice job tonight.
First down and 10 from the Warren Central 12. Going into the end zone. Great defense by Warren Central this time. Pass intended for Jason Baldridge, and a great job there by number 18, Williams. He's been doing that all season.
You're not going to get a pass by Mike Kelty Williams that easily. Comes in here with 2 interceptions. And if you're Isaac James, you have to be aware of that. Throwing in the middle is one of those nail biters that almost every coach has when you're in that red zone. Again, the coverage is so thick in the middle between those hash marks you got to be aware as a quarterback.
Three wide shotgun formation set, triple option time. He's going to give that one to Roberts. Roberts dances to the outside, trying to stay on his feet there. Forward progress will get him to the 8-yard line. Gain him about 4 yards, third down and 6 on the way. The first down marker is about at the Warren Central 2-yard line. 3:57 and counting remaining in the first half. Carmel has a 3-0 lead. Trying to tack on a few more before the end of this half. They've taken 4 minutes off of the game clock here on this drive alone. It started back at their own 5-yard line. Incredible drive by the Carmel Greyhounds. James lined up off the left hash this time at the 9-yard line. Four wide shotgun set. Three receivers out to his right. Isaac James takes the snap, the handoff up the middle to Pascal. Pascal is not going to be able to make it to the first down marker. They'll stop him short at about the 6-yard line, and a fourth down and 4 on the way.
Tough play. Another nice tackle there by Darian Howard. And the Greyhounds just got unlucky with that one. Ran the ball on the right side between the center, Nate Thompson, and the guard. Now, there was a blitz on the left side of the field from the linebacker. If the Greyhounds had run it on the left side, might have been able to make some separation there.
And, folks, they're going for it. Fourth down and 4 at the Warren Central 6. Isaac James out on the football field. Four wide shotgun set. They split the difference. The snap. Handoff. Shakir Pascal tries to barrel through, and he's going to be stopped short of the first down marker at the 4-yard line. A huge defensive stop by the Warren Central Warriors. And they will take over. Official spot now at the 3.5-yard line, and a gamble does not pay off.
And now this crowd really getting into it there for Warren Central, but I still love the gamble by Coach Wright. Sending a message to Warren Central that we're not going to lie down here. You're going to have to win this ball game. We're going to take risks. We're going to go for it on fourth down. I love the call by Coach Wright. And now you set up Jeffrey George at his own 4-yard line. Tell him that, sending him a message that, Jeffrey, you're going to have to come out here. You're going to have to make something happen here. We're not going to give you good field position. You've got to work it, and you've got to earn it. Now, that's exactly what Warren has to do. Trailing 3-0 with 2:53 here, we're going to see really this mindset of Jeffrey George. Can he work the 2-minute drill before halftime?
From his own 4-yard line, they come out two wide eye formation set, both out to his left. The handoff goes up the middle. He gets himself to about the 6-yard line, giving Jeffrey George a little bit more breathing room there up the middle. That was Mason on the carry for the Warriors. 2:39 and counting. No sense of urgency right now from the Warriors to get this ball out of their own territory. Second down and 9 from their own 5 on the way. Going to get a couple substitutions in. Number 25, Tyrone Young, who only has one carry on the evening for negative 2 yards, checks back into the ball game as a tailback. Same formation set, this time off the right hash for Jeffrey George as he goes under center for the 2nd and 9 at his own 5. George goes hard count, fakes the handoff, looking deep down the right side of the field. That one's a dropped interception by Sam Story. And a rare miss there by Sam Story off the catch there. Jeffrey George is looking over the middle for his man, Darius Lee. Interesting play from the Warriors all the way around. Went to hand it off to somebody, but there was nobody home, so threw it over the middle. Missed his man by a few feet. 2:08 remaining here, and they do not want to give the Carmel Greyhounds the ball back. Third down and 9. Both teams have plenty of time to work with. Greyhounds will get some great field position if they are not able to convert. Four wide shotgun sets with the difference on the receivers. Looking over the middle. Fires that one to Gegner. Somehow able to come up with that catch in traffic. Conway. First time we've called Jack Conway's name this evening. Conway on the defense there. Stops him at about the 20-yard line. Excuse me, the 15-yard line. First down and 10 with 2:02 remaining. That's the second time Zach Gegner has come up with a big third down reception on third down and 7 or longer. Clock continuing to tick away now. Four wide shotgun set. Adrian Smith, the tailback, to George's left. Fakes the handoff. George looking to pass deep down the left side of the field for Darius Lee. Comes up with the reception. That one's going to be almost intercepted. Almost handing that one up to Landon Sinis, it seemed like. Lee had the possession going out of bounds and kind of sweeped it over towards Sinis. Let's see if he was able to get a foot in. Ball comes out. Does Sinis step out of bounds before he has full possession? Yes, he does. Nonetheless, that brings up a second down and 10. What would have been a huge gain down the field towards midfield for the Warren Central Warriors. Sinis almost coming up with the big play, but has a defensive stop nonetheless. From her own 15 in the middle of the field, they come back out with that same four-wide shotgun formation set. Adrian Smith remains in the game as the lone tailback. George fakes the handoff, looking deep down the right side now. He finds his man, going to be close enough for the first down, will be marked just shy. That one will be Jalen Coe, the tailback, lining up in the receiver spot this time, coming up with the reception. Third down and one from their own 24-yard line coming up. Minute 19 remaining in the first half. Carmel remains with the 3-0 lead, still anybody's ball game here at Lucas Oil Stadium. George will trot back out onto the field. Clock continues to tick away here in the first half. Not a lot of urgency from the Warriors offense as we approach a minute remaining in the first. A minute to go before halftime. George finally goes under center. Single back formation. Four wide set, looking over towards that left side for Gegner. Comes up with reception, kept in bounds. Tackle made there by Jack Conway on the coverage. Sinis coming with the assist. They will actually spot him out of bounds. And the first down. So clock will start here with the ball set. 50 seconds remaining there at their own 34. This is the passing offense we're used to seeing from Warren Central. Took him a little bit to get warmed up. As George goes under center, four wide receiver set. They split the difference. Adrian Smith remains as a tailback off the left sideline. Fakes the handoff, looks to pass again, steps up, has plenty of room to run. Heading towards that left sideline. He's down the left sideline at the 40-yard line. Steps out of bounds at the 43. That's the second time this evening we have seen Jeffrey George take off with some speed and authority down that left sideline, able to pick up 20 yards. 25 yards on the carry from Jeffrey George puts him at the Carmel 42-yard line. With 28 seconds left, they are in business. Heads out of bounds, so the clock will stop. Lined up off of that left hash. Four wide shotgun set, three out to his right. George takes the snap, rolls out to his right immediately, has time to throw. Now under pressure, tripped up at the line of scrimmage by Ryan Sondels. Brought down, it will be a loss of one, so a sack by Ryan Sondels will stop the clock at 23 seconds after the timeout from Warren Central. Second and 12 on the way. Just when you thought the Warren Central Warriors offense were about to take over this ballgame, Ryan Sondels comes in with a very clutch sack.
I think we're seeing the vulnerability of this Carmel defense. Again, this coverage team never really was tested in this regular season. Didn't really have a quarterback who could come out here and throw like Jeffrey George. With the decision-making and the poise that George has really impressed me tonight. Doing a nice job beginning to open up to guys like Zach Gegner. We've talked about it before. Has to hit him deep. Has to hit him when he's open across the middle. Begin to make this defense work and pick apart the zone. That's the key to victory and the key really to this drive. Jeffrey George, 23 seconds to work to try to put some points on the board.
Jeffrey George started out 3 of 8, has since been 3 of 5, now has 59 yards with a long of 14 this evening. So really starting to heat up. The second timeout by Warren Central. They only have one remaining before the end of this half, trying to get in the range of Max Hernandez. They'll need about 10 more yards to go. Hernandez hit a 51-yard field goal attempt earlier this season. So a lot of range from that kicker. A veteran kicker has been around for several years now. Three wide shotgun set for George. Two receivers out to his right with Mason in the backfield as a tailback at the Carmel 44-yard line. Carmel showing blitz, rolls out to his right, looking deep down the field. That one is going to be almost intercepted again. That one was going to be tipped away by Jack Conway. Conway with plenty of good defense so far on this drive, able to tip it away. Again, Darius Lee had a lot of room in front of him that he not gotten to him. Third down and 12 for the Warriors with 19 seconds remaining in the half. And a good drive so far by Warren Central. Started back at their own 4-yard line after the turnover on downs in the red zone by the Carmel Greyhounds. Three wide shotgun set, two receivers out to his left from the Carmel 44 on his third down and 12. George takes the snap, looks, steps up in the pocket, over the middle, finds his man. That one's going to be tipped away. And again, Jack Conway with another big defensive stop, able to draw that ball loose after he had possession intended for Jalen Coe, the tailback.
Conway's turned into that all-around player. Comes into this ballgame, folks, again, with quite a few tackles, 47 solo tackles, but his real story, his real testament to his skill has been his coverage game. Coming in here, 7 interceptions, all for 129 yards, but two of them returned for touchdowns. A guy who can make offense on the defensive side of the ball. Really yet to do that tonight, but done a nice job to get a hand on a few of these passes from Jeffrey George.
Fourth down and 12. Blitz coming. Takes a big shot, but looking deep down the left side of the field. And the Carmel Greyhounds bringing, looks like, everybody except for the three zone guys back on that blitz. Will be a turnover on downs. 9 seconds remaining in the half. Carmel Greyhounds will take over at their own 44-yard line. Now, John, is this a situation where you possibly take a shot downfield and maybe bring in Lampy to throw one down with that arm strength of his?
I think you've only got a three-point lead, Jesse. You got to keep that in mind. You don't want to do anything too risky, too stupid, any move that you're going to end up regretting. And again, they're making the wise decision here. It looks like just to kneel this one, which Isaac James is going to do. And the reason that's so smart is this, Jesse. If you happen to throw an interception, this Warren Central defense is good enough that they can return it for a touchdown. Now you're down 7-3 going into halftime, and all your momentum has just been crushed. But let's do a little bit of a first half summary. Again, we'll be back. So, Jesse, I'm going to start off here with you. What have you seen so far as a team? Warren Central has come in on offense as a team and really impressed you with.
Well, especially on the last two drives of theirs, the passing game is really starting to come together. The offensive line really needs to step up and give Jeffrey George some protection and some time to throw, because when he's done, when he's had time to throw, he's looked pretty sharp throughout the evening.
Again, and I want to go over some of these keys here. For Warren Central, coming into the second half, here's what they have to do. Got to get the ball to Zach Gegner. We saw him a big third down reception, converting it for that first down, moving a drive forward. He's one of those guys you got to get the ball to because he will make things happen. Warren Central defensively, the defensive line has been fantastic. Linebackers have to do a better job. They've been quiet so far this game. They need to do a good job of hitting those holes, covering it up, and stopping the run in the backfield. Carmel's offense, finish the drive, Jesse. We've seen a lot of very, very good time-consuming drives from Isaac James, where he's able to run the ball very well. Shakir Passmore in the first half, 76 yards with 17 carries. Isaac James adding on 22 of those yards. Chris Perkins, 11. Even Austin Roberts with 10. The rushing game is working very well, but now you've got to close those drives out. All those players I just listed, not one of them has a touchdown. Defensive keys. This is the biggest point. You've got to do a better job coverage. Jeffrey George is showing that this defense for the Greyhounds is vulnerable, that they're not perfect, and we've seen them do a good job so far. Conway, Woods, Sinis, Story, all guys who have missed an opportunity to intercept a ball and turn it over and bring out your offense. Those are my keys that I think both of these teams are going to talk about in this locker room, Jesse. But first, before we do that, folks, we're going to send it back here to the station, give you a little taste of some of the tunes, and then we'll be back with second half action. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds. WHJE.